Aloha. Good morning, Raiatea. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Aloha.
Oh, I'm so happy that you called us this morning. I'm on the air right now with Grammy nominee and multiple Nohoko Hanohana Award winner, Raiatea Helm. Congratulations on this wonderful new release.
Thank you so much. Mahalo nui. Thank you for always supporting Hawaiian music and sharing it with Kauai and the world. And it's been a long time, you know, since I've released an album. So it feels great. A lot of emotions start coming back, you know, when you kind of put things on hold and you gotta shift a little bit, and there's things that happen in life, but it's all for a great, you know, cause. And I'm just very grateful just to be where I'm at right now.
I've really been enjoying watching you on TV when you were with the Symphony Orchestra last month. And God, you were just so gorgeous, and your voice is just so beautiful, Raiatea. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for continuing to share your music with us.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yes, it needs to, you know, continue, like you said. And what a lucky girl am I to have that opportunity to share these beautiful songs. And you know, That was something that I really appreciated at a young age, and I think a lot of it had to do with me being nurtured by my tutu, who's from Kauai, my tutu Olga Pualani Kaliholi, who passed in 2008. But she helped to raise the kids while mom and dad had to work, but having that bond with your kupuna is so critical. But I do understand that not everyone has that, you know, relationship. But it truly is important, and it's always been with me my whole life. You know, it's like they embed this spiritual essence, this cultural identity, all of that ancestral knowledge and presence, you know, that's what our kupuna do. And as mo'opuna, we carry on that ike, right? And with love, you know, we are nurtured, and it helps us to find the confidence.
How did you choose these songs?
Oh, okay. So I met Kylan Reese of Ke Ala Kai Center for Pacific Strings through a mutual friend in 2018. And he was doing a project with Uncle Aaron Mahi and Puka'a Singh and some amazing musicians who, you know, for the most part, I mean, there are some of them who play classical. So some of them are members of the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. And then you have, you know, artists such as Jeff Peterson, who has a classical background, but also, you know, has learned the Hawaiian traditions in Kiho'olu. Mm-hmm. So he can play in both, you know, classical and Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. But I think what, you know, we left out in our history is that during the Hawaiian Kingdom era, our, you know, ancestors were playing during the time of, you know, classical music, right? When you look at Lili'uo Kalani and her siblings and many of the composers during that time, there was a certain expectation in the music, in presenting the music, and how the people, the Hawaiian people, carry themselves and whatnot. And this is, you know, it goes back to when I was a young adult, or actually a teenager, where I fell in love with, you know, the sound of strings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of it could come from, you know, the movies from the 90s. I'm a 90s kid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, soundtracks, music that kind of stirs your emotions and, mm-hmm. and that kind of, you know, stays with me. And then I would fall in love with, you know, the sounds of the orchestra with top, you know, contemporary artists. And then one day, you know, I said, hey, I would love to sing with a symphony. Mm-hmm. And I was a teenager and I wanted to sing Hawaiian songs with mm-hmm. the symphony. So that introduction really helped to, you know, with all of this make more sense.
Yes.
And I think that's why I kind of naturally gravitated to these, string styles of, mm-hmm. of, you know, turn of the century and Hawaiian Kingdom era.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing all those old photographs of these Hawaiians playing woodwind instruments, string instruments, brass instruments, and I mean they had the, you know, the opportunity to really learn music in a grand scale.
Yes, I love all of these arrangements. And that, you know, and all the different people that are contributing, backing you up, you know, in this and,
yeah, thank you.
In this
project.
You know,
it was very intentional and, you know, we wanted to take our time. So we had this 2-year, period where we would, Kailin and I, Kealakai Center for Pacific Strings, would, together, do research on these arrangements, on the people,
mm-hmm.
on the era. And then, you know, we would come up with a dream list of songs and musicians who we would like to feature that, you know, share the same passion. And that's, mm-hmm. that is always critical. You know, when you are producing a project, an album, you want to make sure that, you know, you go out and do your homework and, you know, find people who can, paddle with you.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, and then you wouldn't even know of certain folks, but they would naturally, appear.
Yes.
And
isn't,
I think,
isn't that so beautiful?
And I
yes.
Yeah. And I wholeheartedly, you know, feel that that's, you know, God and, you know, our kupuna.
Yes.
Leading that, so.
Well, I know that your kupuna are so happy with this album, A Legacy of Hawaiian Song and String. I mean, I also love that you had Ledward on here with the mandolin.
Yeah, with the auto harp.
Auto harp, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, or also known as the zither.
Yeah, that's okay.
Which was one of the Queen's favorite instruments. To take with her when she traveled. And, you know, and that's another thing too with this history. I had no idea of, you know, the auto harp. It wasn't around in my house when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I learned that, you know, the generation before, you know, they had auto harp around.
Yeah, you don't hear about all of that. So that's so nice that you brought this forward. You
know? Oh, and Uncle Ledward, I mean, hey, he's always so good fun. And, that's a special piece.
I really love that song. Ku'u'ipo ika he'e pu'e one.
Oh, yeah.
Such
and, you know, I think also the goal for me, and so a lot of these songs may be familiar to many.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think what we were trying to accomplish was going back to that period, you know, the mm-hmm. early 1900s,
mm-hmm.
and to try and envision what the music would have sounded like, you know, what that the intention was.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at how music has evolved through, you know, this last century, or, you know, the 19th century,
yes,
as well as the 20th century, we see you know, with the revitalization of music, specifically in the 1970s, a lot of that was hidden for many years. You had, you know, artists such as George Helm, you know, my uncle.
Yes.
Brothers Kaz, mm-hmm. Gabby Pahinui. And they've, you know, maybe they could have been considered contemporary at that time. But it was, you know, a new reawakening for that generation. And that's the generation of my mom and dad. So you hear those songs done so beautifully with the guitar and the bass and, you know, steel and, you know, other instruments. Although, you know, I think going back a little further has a unique ability to kind of bring back these songs in a more powerful way,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Yeah, so
it does. It's really a beautiful, beautiful album. I love every song, and I think you just did a fabulous job on this. And,
thank you.
I love your music, and I'm just so happy to see this new album come forward. And I know that you released it on September 5th, so earlier this month, and it's available on all digital streaming platforms. And
we are going to be printing CDs.
Good.
Soon.
Good.
So we'll keep you guys up to date on that.
Oh, that is wonderful. I love that. I love that. Tell me a little bit about He Mele Lahui Hawaii.
So He Mele Lahui Hawaii was our first national anthem under the Hawaiian Kingdom. And it was composed in 1866 by Liliʻuokalani Kalani under the reign of Kamehameha V. And I have a special connection with Kamehameha V through my tutu, Olga
mm-hmm.
Kali Holi, who is a direct descendant. And a story that, you know, hasn't been shared, because a lot of, you know, we hear many of our ali'i stories where, oh, you know, this person had a kid, or oh, that person had a kid. And they are, I mean, hundreds or even thousands of lineal descendants of Kamehameha line. So that was something that I've always been, you know, interested to learn about my genealogy. But going back to He Mele Lahui Hawaii, I only knew Hawaii Pono'i.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many, many people, can agree to that. How, you know, He Mele Lahui Hawaii was, you know, even though it was an anthem for, I think, about 20 years until, King Kalakaua, came into rule, and he composed his own, national anthem, which we still sing today, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But, to learn, you know, the story behind He Mele Lahui Hawaii, the intention, you know, the people behind that song. And I think that's what we have to continue to do, is to, you know, continue to research, continue to read, of these histories through our kupuna.
Yes.
There's so much more to learn.
There is.
Really.
There is. And they have so much to share with us. You know, the kupuna have so much to share. Their ike is so precious, you know, and, I'm really grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And if I can, you know, share it through music, I mean, hey, I'm all for it. And I feel that this album has really, you know, helped me to define my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's your life journey, right?
Yes.
Some folks may realize their purpose at a very young age, or some may later on in life. But that's your... Everyone has a story, and you know, your self-discovery journey may take a lifetime, you know.
Yeah. So it unfolds naturally, you know. And
it unfolds naturally, yes.
So
I agree.
It's sacred, and this music is very, very, very sacred and special. And I'm so delighted to be able to share it with all our listeners worldwide.
Thank you.
We have people listening all across the mainland U.S. and Canada, Germany, Mexico, France, all over the world are listening right now to hear.
Well, I send all my aloha to each and every one of you, and thank you for continuing to, you know, stay connected with Hawaii. So it's very, very heartwarming to be able to, you know, continue to share music of our people.
Yes.
Of Hawaii.
Yes. Do you have a website where people can go and purchase your CD? Will it be available? How will they be able to buy a physical CD?
Okay. So for now, as I'm, you know, making changes to my website, we're sending folks over to Kealakai Center for Pacific Strings, which is kcpstrings.com.
kcp.strings.
Okay, let me make sure. Oh, you put me on the spot. Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
No. Let me make sure it's correct. Yes. kcpstrings.com.
KCPstrings.
Kealakai Center for Pacific Strings.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want
they can.
Yeah. I like to people to be able to read liner notes and to more deeply dive into, you know, the music so that it really gets anchored in their hearts.
Yeah. So it's in there.
Yeah.
Go and check out the website of Kealakai Center for Pacific Strings. And this was a special collaboration. And, you know, I look forward to more. And as you could tell, we have. This is volume one.
Mm-hmm.
So volume two will be in the works shortly.
Good. Well, please stay connected with KKCR so I can continue to share your beautiful music. And Raitea, thank you so much for taking the time to call in today. Again, your music is available on all digital streaming platforms right now. So everyone listening, you can go download it right now. After hearing this, her mana'o and love for what this project has meant to her. And Raitea, God bless you, and thank you so much for sharing your music with us, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
God bless you too. Aloha. Thank you. Ahui ho.
Aloha. Ahui ho. I just love her music, and I'm going to play one more track off of this album. Is called A Legacy in Hawaiian Song and Strings, Volume 1. And this is He Mele Lahui Hawaii. Raiatea Helm. Mahalo, Raiatea. It's Jeff Peterson on guitar.
Kamakua manaloa, maliu mai amako, e haliu akone, me kana.
Jesus.